His Worship, Mayor Brian Panasiuk, joins us on the line from the town of High Prairie. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning. How did the year of 2024 go, in your words, in High Prairie?
Good morning, Keith. And 2024 was a little bit of a different year. We had lots of good things and some more challenging things going on. You know, it started off with the old hospital land getting sold, which was very, well, from council's perspective, a good thing in that we have somebody that bought the land and was going to develop it, but some of the town thought that we should have bought it and kept it for recreation because it's in a good prime spot, and so a little bit controversial. Some people were on board, some weren't.
Your Worship, I guess that's a good point to start with. One of the big stories is the old hospital site. Where are we as far as progress is concerned on that, or has there been any progress?
No, there hasn't been any progress over the year. I know whoever, we still don't know officially who bought it. And we don't know really what's planned on it. The real estate agent, all they would tell me was that the town of High Prairie is going to be really happy with what they got planned.
As far as major industry, or industry in general is concerned, High Prairie, I was there for 2.5 years. I regard High Prairie as an industry town. Things like pipelines, the Seal Lake project, possible nuclear energy coming to the region. First of all, I'll start on the nuclear energy, if I can. Where do we stand on that, and would you be on board with possible nuclear energy coming to the Peace region and projects coming to the Peace region?
Well, it's a good question, and I would want to learn a little bit more about it before I really committed one way or the other, but just off the top from what I've been hearing is that the technology is much better, it's much safer than it was before, so based on that I would be inclined to say yes, I would look at something coming to the Peace region. We know that energy is something that we're going to need more and more of, so if we can generate it locally and create some jobs and stuff, that would be a great thing.
If that were to come to fruition here, Your Worship, how much would that give a boost to other projects that are not necessarily nuclear-driven to the area?
Well, I think it would certainly help. I mean, we had that huge data center, AI data center being announced just south of Grand Prairie, and they're going to use a lot of energy, so I think those are the sorts of things that just might pop up in this region if we had the power to supply them.
How much are you in support of that new AI project that's in the MD of Greenview?
I think it's going to be good. I haven't heard any real negatives about it. So, from my perspective, I think it looks good.
Did any members of the High Prairie Town Council attend the RMA convention in Edmonton a month or so back?
Yes, yeah.
They did, okay. What was discussed? How was the networking? How was the convention?
The convention was good. Like, it was me that attended. Mm-hmm. It's always good to meet with the rural part counterparts and chat with them about their issues and what their challenges are. And so, it was a good convention again.
How similar are the challenges from other parts of rural Alberta? Is it to High Prairie? And how good was the networking with the ministers, with other jurisdictions, and with your fellow comrades who were at the convention?
Yeah, well, we went as a guest of Big Lakes County, which is our closest rural partner, and it was very good. They had lined up lots of ministerial meetings, and I got to attend some of them with them, and it was very good for that reason. And like I said, it's just good to chat with the other communities and the rural ones. What are their issues? Because collecting the taxes from the oil companies is a much bigger issue for them than it is for most of the urban communities. But that's still an issue that they're still. It's better than it was, but still an issue for them.
In your mind, Your Worship, how do things look, and how bright do things look in the town of High Prairie in 2025?
Oh, I think things are going to go good. Tolco plant has reopened. That's huge this year, and they're just looking to keep growing and increasing their capacity. So I think that's going to help. We're really looking to hopefully get some more residential development going here, because that's one of our biggest challenges right now is just a shortage on rental accommodations. So we're focusing on that. So, yeah, I'm optimistic that things are going to go good in 2025.
Mayor Brian Podasiuk is with the town of High Prairie. Your Worship, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.